Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's the Fan Football Pregame presented by Coors Light. Live from View House Littleton. Now let's go behind enemy lines and learn more about today's opponent.
Turn Davenport from ESPN on the Titans' perspective. Turn, thank you for joining us. In terms of attacking the Broncos, we know the Broncos are really hurting today in terms of their cornerback play. As we now know, Duke Dawson's not going. What do you expect out of Mariota to attack a secondary that is a little beleaguered?
Well, I think it's going to be an opportunity for Mariota to attack with Devontae Bosby not being out there, you know, and Callahan's not going to be out there. So I think it's an opportunity to attack. You have A.J. Brown, who's playing really well. Corey Davis had a good game a couple weeks ago. So it's going to be time to go to those guys and get them involved.
You mentioned the name A.J. Brown. This kid has been nothing but impressive since walking into the league. He's only played five NFL games, but he's the Titans' leading receiver. He's out of Ole Miss. He's just 22 years old. And as a rookie, he's on pace for about an 800-yard season. He's one of the bigger play guys in terms of yards per catch in the National Football League. What have you seen from A.J. Brown, and what should we be looking out for today?
Well, there's a lot to like about A.J. Brown. I felt he was one of the top three receivers. In fact, he was my top-rated slot receiver coming into this this draft class, and I felt he was the best yards after catch receiver. And what you see from him is just confidence catching the football, whereas he doesn't slow down to make the catch across the middle. He runs right through it, and that allows him to accelerate through the catch, and next thing you know, he's able to get those yards afterwards. And then also, when you look at it, it's just that swagger, that personality, that alpha type. That's what he is, you know, and that's crucial to be a lead receiver in this league. And then you just look at how he improved just running routes. I mean, I've seen him from briefly in minicamp, well, rookie minicamp, and then minicamp into now, and he has shown vast improvement getting in and out of his breaks. He's working the line of scrimmage better. So it's very clear that he's benefiting from working with former NFL wide receiver Rob Moore, who is the receiver coach here and with the Titans, rather. And I think that's a big-time thing for him. So you're seeing a lot from him.
Rob Moore, Syracuse. By the way, Turin, I'm a Syracuse guy. Turin, the offensive line, holy cow. We all know Mariota's a tough dude, but what is the viewpoint on the Titans' offensive line this past week? What are they going to do to help out Mariota?
Well, I mean, it's Turin, by the way. But, yeah, what they're going to have to do, it's all good. It always gets messed up, so I have no problem, you know, interjecting. But the offensive line, the main thing that they have to do is get better at handling those TE games that teams play up front, whereas you have the tackle loop outside and the end crashes in, and that has given them trouble. There have been at least five sacks that they've given up from that perspective. So they have to communicate better, specifically Lawan and Roger Saffold. Those guys, you know, they played one game together. They have to get better with communication and just knowing what to do when they're facing that. But then there's other times where, I mean, Saffold has been beaten by a power rush. He's been beaten by a spin. So Roger Saffold has to really look in the mirror and come out and show himself to be the guy that they really signed to help shore up this offensive line. That's what they have to do. Von Miller is going to be a challenge this week. You know, I think he's one of the top pass rushers in the league. It's not even a question. So they're going to have to get used to him converting speed to power, his ability to bend the edge, and then he sets it up, whereas he comes and he'll spin back inside. So there's an assortment of weapons that they have to get ready for when you talk about Von Miller. So they're going to have to contain him. And listen, Derek Wolfe, he lives up to that last name. He is just that. He's a wolf. So there are guys on that Broncos defensive line that I think are definitely options that could really do some damage.
All right, what's your prediction for today?
You know, coming in, I was going 20-17 Broncos, but The more I watch film and the more I look at it, I think this is a game the Titans could win. So I'm going to go 17-14 Titans coming into Mile High and Power Stadium, Sports Authority Field, whatever you guys call it now.
Whatever it is.
And winning.
Well, you know, it's funny. By the way, we all have a similar score to that. You know, kind of, and it's really, hey, let's keep it real. It's probably a coin flip, right? One way or the other. It could go that way for the Titans. It could go that way from the Broncos. So that's great to hear your perspective because, in all honesty, it's very similar to ours.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're very similar teams, strong on defense. So I just want to see what Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell, I want to see them start to get stuff together because I like those guys as defensive coaches. And, you know, they're very capable. So let's see what happens.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
Nope. No problem. You guys take it easy.
Okay, we appreciate it. That's Teron.
Yes.
Davenport.
Yes. Should have practiced that.
Should have.
He said a couple things there that I agree with, a couple things that I disagree with.
Like what?
Well, the thing I disagree with is his commentary on Derek Wolfe. I know this is not a very popular thing to say because of how popular Derek Wolfe is, not only within Broncos country, but at our radio station. I really like Derek.
I've done
full shows with Derek.
Yep.
You know, 3 hours of radio multiple times with Derek. I'm a huge fan. This is a very hard thing to say. Derek Wolfe has been below replacement level at his position for a while now. He, in his last, 21 games, he has a sack. Mm. He doesn't get a lot of push. He just, you know, again, I'm a huge fan,
right,
but I also have a responsibility to myself to keep it real and to our listeners to keep it real. Derek Wolfe is right now at this stage in his career, whether it be a wear and tear, whether it be injury, but the fact of the matter is Derek Wolfe is just a guy, and I would love to come on here and say that's not the case tomorrow after he has a huge game today, but looking at a sample size of, you know, 21 football games, it's a pretty good amount. Derek is just kind of he's an average player right now.
We glossed over the inactives, but let's get it straight. Juwan James with the knee injury, inactive. We'll see what happens. I guess that supposedly he'll be okay for Thursday. I don't know, dude. Bryce Callahan, that's just a sad story. Guy just probably wasn't all that healthy in the beginning, got his foot stepped on, and it just hasn't come back. And I would anticipate Bryce Callahan's done for the year.
Yeah, and everyone's kind of coming to that conclusion that it's more likely than not he's not going to play a single down for the Broncos. My biggest issue with this is not a new injury. This is his old injury that he was supposed to be totally healthy and moved on from, and my gut is telling me that something was missed.
Mm.
Something from the Broncos was missed in their evaluation. Before they gave him, you know, whatever that contract was, 3 years, $21 million, I believe, offhand. Before they gave him that, he was not 100%. And we're starting to hear whispers that the screw may be snapped in his foot. And now you're hearing that non-surgical procedure from a couple weeks ago was a shot into his foot. I don't know, but it feels like someone dropped the ball here. That's what it feels like.
Duke Dawson is out. So, like it or not, Isaac Yiadom is going to have to play in this game somehow, I think, right?
The Broncos have played in 5 football games. Isaac Yiadom has been yanked from 3 of them. From the very first game, remember how Derek Carr and the Raiders absolutely picked on him?
Yeah.
And then now 2 weeks in a row, 2 weeks ago he got replaced by Devontae Bosby. And then last week, Devontae Bosby wasn't even available, so they replaced him with Devontae Harris. Like, Yiadom is on, like, I would say,
he's, you know, got to play, though, today. There's literally no choice.
He's got to play, yeah. But if they can figure out any other option, I mean,
well, who else?
Yiadom.
Who's left?
Devontae Harris.
By the way, just peeking up here, Baker Mayfield has some sort of injury that he's going to the locker room. And we'll see what happens there. The Browns leading the Seahawks 2018. We'll bring you up to date with what we see from that particular game. Also inactive, Adam Gotsis. And, I mean, I think that's just
a wrap on Adam Gotsis for the Denver Broncos.
I mean, think about that. That was a second-round pick that you're hoping is entering his true prime as a pro.
Yeah, except for injury. And by the way, Mike Purcell is not Way to Go Highlands Ranch High School. It's not a direct substitution.
Right.
It's moving Shelby Harris back to a position. It's really Shelby Harris for Adam Gotsis, and it's really Mike Purcell for Domantas Pekko. Like, we never just replaced that sort of guy. Troy Fumagalli, I guess he just can't play football. He's inactive. Juwan Winfrey is out. I find it interesting they like Fred Brown more than Juwan Winfrey. That catches me by surprise, Zach. And Calvin Anderson is a reserve offensive lineman. That's not a big deal at all. So, interesting setup for the Broncos today, especially, man, oh, man, oh, man. I mean, if it's Isaac Yiadom, dude, we're all going to lose it. And if Deontay Spencer fields a ball inside of the 10-yard line, if the Broncos just do things that they just shouldn't do because of mental mistakes more than physical, that's what really drives you nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And think about it. Deontay Spencer wasn't even here like 8 weeks ago. You're having guys replace premium Broncos draft picks who were not even around during the summer. Isaac Yiadom is being pulled by Devontae Bosby, who was in the AAF, Devontae Harris, who was with the Saints in training camp.
Yeah.
You're having Adam Gotsis benched for Mike Purcell. No one knew Mike Purcell's name a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
These are premium Bronco plans. I won't even call them picks. They're plans at that position that have gone horribly wrong.
When we come back, hey, your partner Stokely coming along. The Zulkley Show, I love it. We go to the battle before the battle, and coming up, Nikki Javala joins us, our Broncos insider, live from Empower Field at Mile High, or whatever our guests wanted to call it. This is Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.